Once upon a time, a kind shoemaker and his wife lived above their little shoe shop. For many years, everyone in the town had come to the shop to buy shoes, but now no one came, and the shoemaker and his wife were very poor. One day, the shoemaker said to his wife, "I have just enough leather to make one last pair of shoes. I will cut them out tonight and finish making them in the morning." So the shoemaker cut the leather and left it on the table. There he and his wife upstairs to bed. In the morning, the shoemaker looked down the table in surprise. There stood the most beautiful pair of shoes that he had ever seen. "Look at those tiny sneakers," said the shoemaker's wife. "Who could have made such beautiful shoes?" "You do not know," said the shoemaker, "but I will try to sell them." The shoemaker put the shoes into his shop window, and they were soon sold. "You have been paid well," said the shoemaker's wife. "Now we have enough money to buy leather for two more pair of shoes." That night, the shoemaker cut the new leather and left it on the table. The next morning, when the shoemaker woke up, he found two pair of shoes waiting for them. "We have more shoes to sell today," cried his wife. Every night, the shoemaker cut out more leather and left it on the table, and every morning he found more shoes ready for him to sell. People came from far and wide to buy the beautiful shoes. One day, the shoemaker's wife said, "We are very lucky. We have had so much pair of shoes made for us. But now, can we find out who is doing all the work? We will stay at work tonight," said the shoemaker. "Then we will see who is coming to help us." So that night, after the shoemaker had cut out the leather, he and his wife went upstairs. They sat and watched and waited. Then at midnight, the shoemaker and his wife had a great surprise. They saw two tiny leaves climb in the window and jumped on into the table. The leaves ran to the leather and began to stitch. When them had finished making the shoes, the leaves disappeared out the window. The shoemaker's wife said, "The little leaf has made all those shoes for us. But can we do for them?" The leaves had very red clothes, said the shoemaker. "Yes, they did," said the shoemaker's wife. "I could make some new clothes for them." On the shoemaker's wife did all day, and by nightfall, he had made new clothes for the leaves. The shoemaker found some soft leather, and he made two pairs of tiny shoes. "Let us put the clothes here on the table, where the leaves will see them," said the shoemaker's wife. Once again, the shoemaker and his wife saw the little leaf came in through the window and midnight. The leaves ran to the clothes and put them on. They laughed and danced together on the table. Then, with a hop and a jump, they disappeared on the window and were never seen again. And the kind shoemaker and his wife lived happily ever after, making beautiful shoes, just as the leaves had done.